Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this, of course, Sunday, April the 6th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we try to saturate this program in the Word of God, and we try to have a theme, a main focus for each and every program. And today, while I'm excited about this, today we're talking about Jesus is Lord. Oh, yes. Jesus, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning, he's the end, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Today we're talking about Jesus is Lord, which is always a great reminder. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the
Blessed be your glorious name. Now that's That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I hope you are enjoying your weekend here thus far. And today we're talking about Jesus is Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Isn't this relationship with God something to be earned? Years of demonstrating my religious worth, confirmation, maybe First Communion, baptism, or to speed up the process, volunteering to help with maybe the youth group or the poor, or giving extra to the church. Don't I have to do something or be something or achieve something spiritual? Something, anything? It just sounds too good to be true. Just say, Jesus is Lord, and that's it? Come on. You know, earlier in this letter in the book of Romans, Paul explained that becoming a Christian is a free gift. It cannot be earned, purchased, or inherited. You know, friend, our sins disconnected us from God. So Jesus did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He purchased our relationship with God by his death on the cross. And God, approving that Christ's work indeed paid for sin's penalty, raised him from the dead. Oh, friend, your confession, my confession, is a declaration from a heartfelt conviction that Jesus is Lord. He is everything. He is the King of Kings. Not only just say it, but believe it in your heart of hearts. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Enjoying your weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. It's so hard to believe that it's, what, the first Sunday of April. Easter is just, what, 2 weeks away. Looking forward to that. Hey, today we're talking about Jesus is Lord, which is always a great reminder. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9, 10, and 11 says, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Friend, it is all about Jesus.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. Your great name, the sin.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path was a stranger. First light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
That's right. Mark Bishop, and my name is Jesus. Well, Fred, here we are, and of course, it is Sunday, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and my name is Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about Jesus is Lord. I'll tell you what, one of the most encouraging Bible passages, to me at least, is actually found in the book of Revelation, believe it or not. A lot of people think that Revelation's a crazy book. Yes, there's a lot of crazy stuff in there. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to read this verse to you, and I hope it encourages you. Revelation 17:14, it says, "They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings." Oh, friend, we serve a God who is all-powerful. There is no one that can get in his way to cause him to stumble. We serve a mighty God. "They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings." Friend, hold on to that today. We serve a mighty, mighty God. Jesus is Lord. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. And you are God alone. God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end.
You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give.
You are God, that's just the way it is. You are God alone.
From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. Times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone.
Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are. Unchangeable, unshakable.
Right, we serve a mighty God. Amen and amen. Friend, thank you so much for letting me tag along with you this week. And you can always catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are.
You are God alone.
From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God. Times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God.